You're listening to the Sabrina Philip Podcast. In today's episode, I share with you a CEO confession, the story of how I almost lost it all and when my business almost went up completely in flames. Keep listening.
You're listening to the Sabrina Philip Podcast. In this show, online business coach and self-made millionaire Sabrina Philip shows you how to do entrepreneurship your way. She moved to Bali with just $800 in her bank account, and 1 year later had scaled her business to seven figures. Sabrina has been featured in Forbes, Business Insider, Goalcast, and Cosmopolitan, and is a contributing writer for Entrepreneur. Using her signature intentional, manageable, profitable framework, Sabrina helps women make millions online. Currently living in Scotland with her two doodles, Bonnie and Clyde, tune in each week as she reveals the best tips, tricks, and strategies for creating the intentional life and business of your dreams. Here's your host, Sabrina Philip.
Welcome back to the podcast. In today's episode, I am sharing with you a CEO confession, which is that I almost lost it all. Now, CEO Confessions is a newsletter series that I have every Friday where I share a behind-the-scenes story of what it has been like for me building and running a really large business while navigating personal challenges and being a human. So it's really about kind of, you know, peeling back the curtain and showing you the behind the scenes of it all. So what I do here on my podcast is maybe every 4 or 5 weeks or so, I will share about one of those newsletters a little bit more in depth. And, you know, that serves a few functions. You know, one, I get to, you know, kind of talk about this a little bit more. You know, maybe you really enjoy audio more than you do, you know, kind of reading a big email, but also it gives me an opportunity to remind you that this newsletter exists and to remind you to sign up. So go to sabrinaphillip.com/CEO to register for this free newsletter and you'll get it in your inbox for free every Friday. Now, the story that I want to share with you today is about when I ran my live event in 2019. Now, I have not really shared the experience that I had running the event. The behind the scenes, I've kind of shared the wins of that. And I think one of the reasons I haven't shared the behind the scenes is I feel like so much of social media is talking about wins and celebrating them. And so much of the behind the scenes, you know, happens in private. And, you know, that's for many different reasons. If you're navigating something challenging with a client, well, often there's, you know, non-disclosure agreements in place who are trying to respect people's privacies. If something happens with a team member, likewise, we're not, you know, necessarily going to go, you know, put that on blast. If we're navigating something in our personal life, like when I was navigating my divorce, you know, I shared about my divorce maybe a year later. So that's not always something I'm going to be sharing in the moment, which is why I'm really excited to talk to you about this today, because it's been 5 years now. So it's wild to reflect on how much has changed since then. But as I mentioned, I hosted this live event back in 2019, and it was a 3-day event in Orlando, Florida. And I had paid about $140,000 cash to host this event. So the venue, the planners, the staging, the merchandise, the performers, the parties, like all of it. And it really felt like everything to me at the time. And I just felt so stressed and like I had kind of pushed all of my chips into the center of the table and I was going all in and just really risking it all, hoping that it was going to pay off. And what I felt at that time was because I had taken such a big risk and really stretched myself in this way, it almost put me into kind of overwhelm and shutdown. And I really procrastinated on selling tickets to my event because I was so nervous and so scared that something bad was going to happen, which the kind of logical thing would be like, okay, well, if you're feeling overwhelmed because of all the money you've spent, then obviously you want as many people as possible to attend so that you can make your money back and maybe even make a profit. But I was just totally afraid. So I really, really procrastinated on that. The other kind of big piece of information here was that I was the only speaker at my event. So when you go to a lot of conferences, you're going to see, you know, a dozen speakers a day. I wanted to do the exact opposite. I was speaking on stage all day, every day for 3 days in a row. And then I had two nights of parties. I had a VIP party, and then I had a party for every guest. And so my business coach, who is one of my best friends, Lacey, was kind of like my stage mom for the event. So she came to support me. And the first morning when I was getting my hair and makeup done, she gave me this little pink bracelet with one of the beads kind of unscrewed, and you could write down a little wish and put it into that bead and screw it up. And so you know, kind of screw the cap back on and then wear the bracelet. And so she told me, you know, write down a wish and put it into your bracelet. And so for me, I really just wanted to make back my investment. So I put $150K in sales because I had sunk so much money into this and I felt like, you know, my ticket sales were low. So my brain was not like, oh, I'm going to make a profit. I was like, I literally just want to make my money back. And so it's really wonderful because I have such beautiful images from that event. And you can see that pink bracelet so clearly. And I actually still have that pink bracelet and it's on my bedside. So when I was getting ready, hair and makeup was done. My event planner comes in and she's looking very like calm and neutral. Like she doesn't look super happy. She doesn't look mad. She just looks calm, very serious. And she comes in and she said, only 30% of the registered guests showed up. And I remember like spinning out, like I was like crushed. So normally when you have a live event, it doesn't matter how many tickets you sold, you can expect that about 10% of people are going to no show. Maybe they hold off on booking a flight to the last minute. Maybe something comes up. Maybe somebody gets sick. But if you sell 100 tickets, you can expect that, you know, at least 10 of them are just not going to come. And so what I had considered was, okay, maybe we're not going to get 10%. 10% aren't going to come. I'd never considered that 70% of people would not come. So my event planner says, don't worry, we're just going to remove some of the back chairs, some of the back rows of chairs so that the room looks, you know, a bit more full. We don't want it to look so empty. So I'm like crushed. I'm near tears. I'm so humiliated. I'd spent so much money on this event and it felt like nobody showed up. I remember asking her, I'm like, so is it too late to cancel? And she just kind of like laughed. And then she just left because I think she thought it was a joke. But in that moment, it very much was not a joke. And so Lacey's just telling me, she's like, it's going to be great. I love you. You've got this. And I was like, so freaking nervous. And she's like, okay, like, let's make a plan. So if you feel overwhelmed and you shut down and you don't know what to say, you're just going to call me up on stage and I'm going to join you. And I was like, okay. So I go out there, I get on stage and everyone's looking at me and smiling and like, what are we going to do for the next 3 days? And I was up there for like a second and a half. And then, I'm like about to cry. I'm near tears. And then I go, and now Lacey's going to come up on stage. So she comes up on stage and we're just kind of like, and I've got the pictures, right? Where we're like hugging each other on stage and we're just kind of like laughing and chatting and it kind of helps me relax and breathe. And then, you know, during that lunch break, so I have my first session by the lunch break, most of the room had filled back up. So we had gotten back to about 70%, 80% attendance. It's just that I guess a lot of people had been caught up in Orlando traffic. So yay, we got some people back, but still it didn't feel like I was going to get that $150K in sales that I needed. So I was just feeling super upset. And like literally all I wanted to do was just like eat Chick-fil-A on my lunch breaks and my snack breaks. And so that's what I was doing. I'm like sitting there in my little jumpsuits and my little dresses, eating my Chick-fil-A nuggets with my Chick-fil-A sauce. And then it's like, okay, girl, like wipe your tears off, game face, touch up your makeup, get out there. So I was on stage for 8 to 10 hours every day coaching. And what Lacey and I kind of decided was we cannot control that most people didn't show up. What we can do though, is we can make every single person feel so special and treat every single person like a VIP, get to know them. So that's really what we did. It was like calling people up on stage, coaching them live. Like we joked, like we needed a cry camera because like everybody was crying, like it was amazing. And I didn't mention any programs. I did not sell at all. I just stayed super focused on teaching and serving. So that was the first day. That night we hosted a party for the VIP ticket holders. The second day we do it all over again. Don't cry, get out there, do your thing. And so in the afternoon of the second day, I'd set aside about 45 minutes to share about my program. So it's like, okay, we've been coaching for a day and a half now. Let's talk about the programs a little bit. And so for me, I would have been super happy with like, we made 100K in sales. Like that would have been over the moon. I don't know if at that point in my business I'd had 100K sales day yet. I'm sure I had, but you know, it's been so long. I'm not sure, but like even that would have been like, whoa. So I get my 45 minutes of kind of sales pitch time and I put a slide on the screen that has kind of my two offers that I'm selling, my mastermind and my accelerator. I kind of go into my pitch and my discounts and all of that. And then, you know, I say, and if anyone, you know, wants to sign up, my team is at the back of the room and they're ready to help you. People literally started running. And like, when I say run, I mean sprinting. Like, I'm not joking. Like, we literally have this on video camera. It was wild. I don't know why that happened. Like, I don't, like, the energy was just, I think because I just served so well for a day and a half that people were like, I'm ready to go. And I think that's such a powerful sales lesson, that when you really focus on serving your people, it's so easy for them to say yes. But this is kind of happening. I'm on stage answering questions. People are running to the back. People are signing up for stuff. I don't know what they're signing up for. And then Lacey grabs the microphone, because there's another microphone kind of down in the audience for people to ask questions. And she says, you know, someone found out about the mastermind offer and they have called in from Paris and they want to pay in full for the mastermind. I know you said that this offer was only for people who are here live. Can they pay for the program? And I said, yes, and they did. And that was a $15,000 pay in full sale that someone found out about because their friend said, oh my God, this is crazy. You need to hear about this. She called in, she paid for it. So in that 1 hour, that 45 minutes, I made $400,000. So I wanted to sell 150 would have blown my mind. 100K would have, you know, by day two, I was like, even 100 would be great. We sold $400,000. And that day was $169,000 cash day. And that month, November 2019, was my first ever $300,000 cash month. And so I think something that is kind of worth talking about here is I literally thought my business was going up in flames. I thought this was the end. Like, I was getting on stage every day ready to cry. You know, day one, we had only a 30% audience show up rate. Eventually that got up to 70%. My ticket sales were low to begin with. But I ended up converting 30% of the room. So about one in three people who attended ended up buying something. And the cheapest offer was about $5,000. So we really did such a great job. That third day of the event, I kind of scooped up some stragglers and we sold an extra 100K. So that was a 500K weekend. So I think that there are some things I want to remind you of here, which, you know, the biggest one kind of being that even when it doesn't look like it makes sense, you don't need to be logical. You can kind of trust in your magic. So the first thing is that I want to share with you is that things can change really, really fast. Like, I was day one in tears, ready to cry. Day two, 400K in an hour, right? Things really, really blew up. They really went zero to 100. So things can change really fast. And I think it's important to remind you of that. Now, did all of that happen because of a big shift in one day? Not exactly, right? I'd been running my business for 6 years at that point. I had a lot of rapport and trust with my audience to begin with. And I had also spent about, you know, 15, 16 hours on stage coaching and serving before I even got to the pitch. But things certainly can change really fast. Now, the second thing I want to remind you of is that investing pays off when you show up. So my live event was a huge investment. It was a $140,000 investment. And there was a lot of intensity around making my money back. And I had a big payoff because of how much I showed up, not because of how much I invested. So just because you buy the most expensive mastermind program on the market doesn't mean you're going to get results. You still have to show up and you still have to do the work. The third thing I want to share with you is actually a Maya Angelou quote, which says, ask for what you want and be prepared to get it. So if you remember, I had written down on a little piece of paper and stuck in my bracelet that I really wanted to make my money back. So I asked for what I want and I needed to be prepared to get it because I got so much more than I ever could have dreamed of. But that's because I dared to ask. So you have to be willing to ask for what you want. And then the last thing that I want to share with you is that we do not ever change our goal. We change the strategy. So when the numbers looked low, it wasn't suddenly, oh, like, I want to make less. It was, oh, I'm going to spend more time connecting with every single person in the room. I for sure had a mindset freak out. I for sure was like, oh my God, I want to cancel the event. And then you dry your tears and you get back out there and you try to connect to the best of your ability. And we really focused on connection and depth. And that was how we changed the strategy. It's like, okay, if we can't do volume and if we can't rely on talking to as many people as possible, then we're going to go as deep as we possibly can. So I just want to say from one CEO to another to really remember that when it looks like it's all over, it is just getting started. So I hope that this episode was helpful for you and I've taken you on a little bit of a journey down memory lane. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to get more of these CEO Confessions newsletters, go to sabrinaphillip.com/CEO and I will see you in the next one.